Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. A winter storm watch begins at 6 p.m. tomorrow night and remains in effect until 6 p.m. Wednesday night. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 38. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for snow, 6 above. 5 to 10 inches of snow tonight through Wednesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm Staff Meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently 18.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Birdwatchers from six states rushed to western Kansas after a Ross's gull was spotted near Dodge City.
The seabird likely got lost due to a recent polar vortex. Kansas Ornithological Society President Curtis Meyer.
They're a species of the Siberian Arctic. They're a very rare species to show up in the United States, and especially in the continental United States.
Meyer says strong winds may have pushed it off course. The bird was last seen Tuesday before disappearing into thick vegetation. Its body was recovered Wednesday, ending a brief but extraordinary sighting that drew national attention. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Butler Community College biology professor Lindsay Fields was one of those killed on the Wichita flight to Washington, D.C. in late January, and a scholarship has been created in her honor. The fund will go to endowed scholarships at her alma mater, Oklahoma State University, and Butler Community College. The goal of the fundraising effort is to raise enough money to establish endowed scholarships at both schools. This is Kansas Information Network News.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Kansas is preparing for the worst as back-to-back winter storms could blanket the state with snow and ice, making travel treacherous and causing power outages. The two rounds of snow are expected on Monday evening into Tuesday and another Wednesday into Thursday. On Sunday, Governor Kelly verbally declared a disaster emergency, and the declaration allows for the use of resources to provide state assistance. Governor Kelly said Kansans have faced challenges due to winter storms this year, and the key to meeting those challenges is to be prepared. So she's doing during the same as she did during the past storms, urging all Kansans to take measures to make sure their families are ready by making a home emergency kit and emergency plan. The Kansas Division of Emergency Management suggests residents be prepared with home emergency kits that include a battery-operated radio, flashlight and batteries, extra blankets and warm clothing, non-perishable food, high-energy snacks and drinking water, at least 1 gallon per person per day, for a minimum of 3 days. Emergency officials advise against traveling during winter weather. However, if you must drive, ensure someone knows your travel plans and that your vehicle has a full tank of gas so you can stay warm if you become stranded. Also, make sure your mobile phone is charged. And if you must travel, the state advises drivers to keep emergency supplies in their cars. That includes jumper cables, flares or reflective triangles, an ice scraper, car cell phone charger, blanket, map, and cat litter or sand. For updated road conditions, you can visit candrive.org. You can also dial 511 or call 1-866-511-5368. Testimony over a proposal to redefine neglect for the child welfare system showed a divide between social workers and law enforcement as legislation in the House seeks to prevent the removal of children from homes based solely on poverty, an issue that child welfare advocates in Kansas have long said the state confuses with neglect. Representative Cindy Howerton, who chairs the Child Welfare and Foster Care Committee, said at a hearing on Wednesday that changing that definition of neglect would change the direction of child welfare in our state. House Bill 2132 would change the word failure to refusal in state policies related to neglect, and the word change aims to evaluate families' care when they're financially available or offered the needed resources. The bill would prohibit the removal of a child based solely on isolation, a parent's age, crowded housing, substance abuse, parental drug exposure, mental health disabilities, special needs, or truancy. Christal Hedrick, the CEO of the Children's Alliance of Kansas, spoke in support of the bill, citing the 655 cases of child removals primarily because of neglect or truancy in the last fiscal year in Kansas. Hedrick said poverty is often a root cause of a child missing school because parents without access to transportation or child care face challenges in getting their children to school. However, Hedrick said that the alliance was divided on whether to support the bill. Opponents to the bill said they agreed that poverty should not be a factor in removing children from a home and noted the harm of placing a child in foster care, though they raised concerns about the possibility of leaving children in dangerous living conditions. Ed Klump, a former Topeka police chief who lobbies for law enforcement groups, said it was problematic that the bill would also strike the likelihood of harm as a reason to remove a child, and the change would require police to wait until a child has been harmed before intervening. On February 12th, the committee plans to consider amendments and decide whether to advance the bill to the full chamber. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, remains in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service, and any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. The cold weather rule applies only to residential customers of electric and natural gas utility companies who are under the KCC's jurisdiction, though many municipal utilities and cooperatives have similar winter weather policies. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, kcc.ks.gov, and Kansans can also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. In Nebraska news, a statewide outage of Nebraska state government computers shut down everything from the work of the legislature to driver's licensing offices for several hours on Thursday. The State Office of the Chief Information Officer confirmed that the outage affected all state connections and shut down most state office websites, including the Health and Human Services and Transportation Departments. It even shut down the lighted board in the legislative chamber that shows how lawmakers voted. The outage was disruptive enough that the Nebraska legislature adjourned less than an hour after convening without debating a slate of bills that had been set for consideration. The lawmakers were later able to hold afternoon committee hearings on proposed legislation. State websites and communications were back online before 1 p.m. However, the reason for the shutdown was not immediately disclosed. The spokesman for the chief information officer said they are currently investigating the root cause, and when asked if a malicious act was behind the outage, he said it was too early to say. Governor Pillen's office, which also saw its website shut down, said it did not have more information on what might have caused the outage. Grand Island police reported that alcohol was a factor after a teenager crashed her vehicle into the Heartland Event Center early on Thursday morning. Grand Island police said they were called to the Heartland Event Center at Fawner Park for a report of an unconscious female in a vehicle just after 5:30 a.m., and after arriving, officers found an SUV that had collided with the south side of the event center building and located 19-year-old Nyarke Puck unconscious in the driver's seat. Authorities said Puck was unresponsive to officers knocking on the vehicle's window, leading to them breaking the window to remove her, and according to the Grand Island Police Department, the inside of the car smelled of alcohol. After waking up, officers performed a field sobriety test on Puck, which she failed, and she refused to take a chemical breath test at the scene. Officers arrested her on suspicion of driving under the influence of alcohol and took her to the Hall County Jail. Heartland Event Center Executive Director Kyler Tarwater released a statement on Thursday morning saying the crash will not affect future operations. Puck is facing charges of DUI, refusal to a chemical breath test, minor in possession of alcohol, and felony criminal mischief. And Grand Island Police are investigating further details of how the accident happened. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
On Friday, Governor Kelly, in accordance with Executive Order 2030, directed flags on all state buildings, grounds, and facilities to be flown at half-staff from sunup to sundown today, Monday, February 10th, in honor of former Congresswoman Martha Keys. Governor Kelly said as the second woman to represent Kansas in the United States Congress, Martha Keys was a trailblazer, and her work has left a lasting impact on our state and our nation. Governor Kelly said her condolences go out to the loved ones. If you get a text that claims it's from the Internal Revenue Service and it says you're eligible for a $1,400 payment, authorities say you should not fall for it. And the Garden City Police Department reported that some residents in Southwest Kansas are already getting this text. The text tells people to provide their personal information and the money will then be deposited into their bank account or mailed to them. However, authorities report that this is a scam, as the IRS will never send unsolicited texts or social media messages asking for personal or financial information. Authorities said you should block, delete, or ignore the text, and if you have questions or believe you've been scammed, you should call your local police department or sheriff's office. Results for the Girls Panther Classic Wrestling Tournament that was held on Friday, February 7th. In team scores, Oakley placed first with 163.5 points, Norton placed second with 157.5 points, and Stockton placed third with 111.5 points. Norton's head wrestling coach Bill Brockelman reported that the girls traveled to Phillipsburg and battled in a tough tournament, ending up second out of 21 teams. Norton crowned four champions, Kaysen Miller, Hallie Fonenstiel, Cadence Greason, and Adriana Winters. Haley, Kaysen, and Cadence all won by bonus point victories all day, and Adriana won the three-way tie of a round robin with most falls in the shortest amount of time to be crowned champions. Cadence avenged an earlier loss in the season to current number one ranked Carter of Plainville by fall, and this earned her one of Norton's Wrestlers of the Week. Sophia Kane was Norton's lone runner-up, losing to returning state runner-up Kane of Oakley in overtime. Isabella Garrity also avenged a loss from earlier in the season over LaBarge of St. Francis by major decision in her third and fourth place match. Evie Vance was the lone fourth place and was Norton's only non-varsity medal winner in a tough 170-pound bracket, and this earned her Norton's other Wrestler of the Week. The girls will be at regionals this week in Russell, which is a two-day tournament starting on Friday at noon. The results for the Boys Panther Classic Wrestling Tournament that was held on Saturday, February 8th. In team scores, Hoxie placed first with 181.5 points. Norton placed second with 156.5 points. And Abilene placed third with 146.5 points. There were 18 teams competing for the boys. Coach Brockelman reported that the boys traveled to Phillipsburg on Saturday and wrestled well in a tough tournament, finishing second as well. Norton crowned three varsity champions, Caleb Kieswetter, Colton Stover, and Corbin Puga. Caleb and Corbin both won all of their matches by bonus points, and Colton wrestled really well, winning hard-fought matches in the semifinals and finals against some tough competition, and this earned him one of the Wrestlers of the Week. Norton also crowned a champion on the junior varsity side with Braylon Linden, as he won all of his matches by fall, which earned him the other Wrestler of the Week on the boys' side. Max Carter and Derek Clydesdale both finished second on the varsity side, and Bryson Burge finished second on the junior varsity side. Brennan Fonenstiel and Jayton Weigel both finished third in some very tough brackets. Cope Railsback finished fourth after some tough battles. And lastly, Michael Urban was able to bring home some hardware on the junior varsity side with a fourth place finish as well. the varsity boys will have one duel this week, and then they will send the junior varsity and some of their younger kids to the Bill Voss Novice Tournament in Colby on Friday. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have chicken fry, whipped potatoes, gravy, cucumber slices, mixed vegetables, fruit cocktail, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded beef patty with whipped potatoes or cheese pizza with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be Texas straw hats, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be mostly cloudy with a high near 38 and a southeast wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, there's a 40% chance of snow, mainly after 4 a.m., and it should be cloudy with a low around 7 and blustery with a northeast wind around 10 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 30 miles per hour tonight with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. On Tuesday, there's a 40% chance of snow. Otherwise, it'll be cloudy with a high near 17 and a northeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour with new snow accumulation of less than a half inch possible. And on Tuesday night, snow, and the snow could be heavy at times, with a low around 3 and a northeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of snow for Tuesday night is 100%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, snow, mainly before noon, with a high near 16, and a north wind around 10 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation Wednesday of 80%. On Thursday, it should be mostly sunny, with a high near 23. On Friday, mostly cloudy, with a high near 37. On Saturday, there's a 30% chance of snow, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a high near 23. And on Sunday, should be mostly sunny with a high near 24. Currently, with overcast skies, it's 25 degrees. The humidity is 69%. The wind speed is south at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.29. The dew point is 16 degrees. And the current wind chill is 16 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:20. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
United Northwest Federal Credit Union is excited to announce that it will host their 76th annual meeting in person at the St. Francis of Assisi Parish Hall in Norton, Kansas on March 24, 2025, beginning at 5:30 p.m. Supper and prizes will be provided for those in attendance. Reservations can be made by calling 785-877-5191 by March 18, 2025.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. There will be no three-peat in the NFL history yet as the Chiefs fell to the Eagles last night in Super Bowl 59, 40-22. They were shut out through the first half, 24-0, and could only muster up 22 points and gave up a total of 40. Patrick Mahomes went 21-32 for 257 yards with three touchdowns but two interceptions. Couldn't get the ground game going as running backs combined for 25 yards. It all goes back to the offensive line. It's a patchwork offensive line, as obviously the second round pick, Kingsley Suamata'i, a left tackle, did not work out. Xavier Worthy had 8 catches for 157 yards and 2 touchdowns, leading to a bright future for the young player. Also, DeAndre Hopkins scored his first career Super Bowl touchdown towards the end of the ball game. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com. Valley Vet Supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.